Moncrief on News Talk.
It's my favourite time of the day because we're about to talk about vulvas, the importance of vulvas, vulva health, and how we protect our vulvas. So who better than to talk about vulvas than Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist. How are you, Laura?
Great, thank you very much.
Let's talk about vulvas, thank God. There seems to have been this really significant shift in talking about health and everything to do with that. I felt like there was a real stigma for a while. And now, in the last 2 years, we're all talking about it. We're here talking about it now. Why do you think that's happened?
I think that Ireland has opened up the doors to speaking about female health. It started with the menopause conversation a few years ago, and now we're really digging deep and we're talking about the intimate health of a female as well, which is just as important as mental health and physical well-being too, because it often impacts on both.
Yeah. In terms of our vulvas then, what are things that we need to be kind of keeping in mind? Because we're living in a social media age, and as much as these conversations have opened up, and that's great, there is also probably a risk of maybe self-diagnosing or like getting bad advice. Like, what are the things that we really need to be keeping in mind when it comes to maintaining, protecting, loving our vulvas?
So maintaining, protecting and loving, I think the first thing to remember is that if your quality of life has been impacted in any way by itching, burning, pain, go and see your doctor and talk about it. Don't just put up and shut up. Don't treat every itch as if it's thrush, because often women may treat themselves for thrush on a regular basis, but it could be something like lichen sclerosis. It could be vulval dermatitis. So you really do need to go to the doctor and get an examination if you are experiencing persistent issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's vulval dermatitis?
So it's a dermatitis of the vulva. So the dermatitis is where the skin can become inflamed and sore and itchy. It can happen anywhere in the body. It can happen on your arm and your leg. And it can also happen on your vulva. And that can be due to hormonal changes. It can be due to aging. It can be due to overwashing.
Okay.
Down there too, which we'll get onto in a minute, because it's all about keeping it simple and keeping it boring as possible when it comes to looking after yourself as well.
Well, let's talk about that now, because we have this, you know, like vaginal wellness has become a thing now. And again, we're conflating it with this, you know, opening the conversation, reducing the stigma. Again, people and companies have seen that and gone, ding, ding, ding. Let's make vulva sheet masks. Let's make vulva whatever. And oftentimes these products can actually be doing more harm than good.
You need to keep it really simple.
Okay.
Vulva does not need much maintenance. It is a self-cleaning oven. Your vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Your vulva, you can give it a little wash, but you don't need to use scented, smelly things. Just water is fine, or a very simple soap or cleanser on the outside. You don't put anything into your vagina. No douching is necessary. You can upset the microbiome by doing that, which can lead to things like bacterial vaginosis and thrush. So keeping it simple. You know, if you play on a woman's, I suppose, self-consciousness, you're going to be able to sell her whatever you want. I think that women need to understand that it really is about keeping it simple and not listening to everything that you hear. We're not supposed to smell of roses. We're not supposed to taste a grapefruit. We have our own unique scent and smell. It changes throughout the month and it changes as we age as well. And it's perfectly normal, you know, and these cleansing things that are, I suppose, marketed towards women, you know, freshness products, etc. I've never seen a Willy Fresh product.
Fair point.
Why?
And I don't want to, needless to say, do not listen to that idea and go market that whoever you are.
But it wouldn't probably be bought. I don't think it would be marketed, because we don't play on men's insecurities the way we do with females.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to that area of the body. So keep it simple, keep it basic. Look after yourself. If you have any persistent issues down there, like itching, dryness, pain, any kind of discomfort, go and get checked out. Urinary tract infections are another thing that are important to talk about. If a woman has more than three plus urinary tract infections in a year, that's considered to be frequent, and that does involve investigation. And particularly as a woman gets older and her estrogen levels begin to drop in perimenopause and menopause, it may indicate that she might need some vaginal estrogen, which can help with the urinary tract as well, and help to resolve issues of the urinary tract, such as regular urinary tract infections, as well as vaginal estrogen helping with dryness, soreness, pain, the sandpaper feeling like down there as well, and sexual dysfunction. So vaginal estrogen has a huge myriad of things that it can help with. So make sure that I always say to women, don't be afraid to go and talk to your doctor about this, or you can talk to your pharmacist as well. They can guide you.
Absolutely. Reoccurring thrush as well, I think, is a thing that women can dismiss as, you know, being symptom of periods, PMS, stuff like that. Yeah. When should we be going to the doctor again, or talk to someone about that?
Again, if it's persistent, if you keep treating it and you can't seem to get rid of it, or if it keeps recurring, it does require investigation.
Okay.
I wouldn't be continuing to treat something that keeps reoccurring. Yeah. Because it may not be thrush at all. It could be lichen sclerosis, it could be vulval dermatitis, it could be an STI.
Yeah.
So it's really worth not just resting on your laurels. Go and get it checked out. You know, thrush can be, it can be hormonally driven. Pregnant people can get it more regularly. As we get older, we can as well. But, you know, generally, if a woman is postmenopause, thrush is unlikely to occur unless she's on vaginal estrogen. So it definitely is worth going and getting anything like that checked out.
Can what we wear impact our vulvas?
It can make them uncomfortable, you know, thongs, tight trousers and that. I suppose wearing cotton underwear and certainly in this weather, a nice light skirt. Let the air out as much as you can.
We're all sweating.
But so cotton underwear would be the first port of call. And as I said, if you're in the bath, those bath bombs can really disrupt the vaginal microbiome because, you know, a bit of bath water can seep up into the vagina. So I'd be really careful with what I'm using in the bath, what I'm using in the shower. Keep it simple. You do not need to spend a fortune on your vagina. You just need to be aware that it's something that you need to mind and look after. And I will say to women as well, it's so important to women that are postnatal, you know, go and maybe get a checkup with a women's health physio. They can really help with issues such as prolapse. They can give you pelvic floor exercises to really help strengthen your pelvic floor, because that can then reduce leaking, because leaking or incontinence affects a third of women after having a baby. And that increases to one in two after menopause, either with or without having a baby. So that's due to low estrogen levels too. And simple pelvic floor exercises can really help. And, you know, vaginal estrogen can also help too. So it's just anything down there that is affecting your quality of life can have a knock-on effect on your self-confidence and your relationship. So just make sure that you don't leave it and you go and get it looked after.
Yeah, completely. I think it can be really easy to see this as trivial because of the part of the body that it is and the anatomy and everything like that, but it's really not. And when you talk about that knock-on effect, it is so true. Like, it can be something you're constantly thinking about, and that'll have a domino effect on your life.
Well, I know women that would avoid, you know, going out to parties or getting up to dance at their daughter's wedding because they might leak. They don't exercise because if they can't walk the length themselves because they leak so much, how are they going to go to the gym and lift weights or go for runs, etc.? And then we're also encouraging this longevity piece that we're all talking about. We're encouraging women to exercise, you know, late in midlife, all into senior years, but to keep ourselves independent so we can go to the toilet by ourselves, wipe our own bottoms, tie our own shoelaces. But we won't be able to do that if our muscles and bones aren't strong, and we can't work out if we're leaking. It makes it very uncomfortable. If you have a prolapse, it's uncomfortable to leak too. So that whole area, that whole pelvic region of the female body and the male body, of course, but we're talking about the females today, is so very important. It's as important as your mental and physical health. So don't just leave it.
We've had a text in here about Bartlett's cysts. This person is saying they're plagued with it. Yeah.
Yeah, they do involve going to a specialist to get them looked after. They are an unfortunate thing that some women will suffer from.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're cysts that happen on the vulval area. They can be very sore. They might need to be drained as well. And they, thankfully, they don't happen. They're not very common, but when they do happen, some women can be quite prone to them too. So it's about going and getting them checked out. Some women may need to have surgery to remove them. They may need antibiotics as well. So, and I feel so sorry for that lady that's just messaged in, because it's something that can be quite uncomfortable to deal with and painful.
Imagine. Yeah. Well, thank you for texting in, and please go see your specialist. And as we said, our sympathies to you. How else can our vulvas change over time? I know you've mentioned like there are specific things with menopause and obviously if you have children and stuff like that. Are there other things that we should be keeping our eyes out for, and kind of maybe just that we have that better understanding of what's quote unquote normal or what's different, what's changed?
Well, first of all, I get a mirror and have a look at it. It's not as easy to look at your vulva as men can look at their bits, you know, and examine them. So look at it, know what it looks like when it's normal, like you said, so you can look at any skin changes. Vulval cancer is a thing, and it can be, it can be, lichen sclerosis can lead to vulval cancers in certain instances too. So it is really important that women know what it looks like when it's normal, so that they can understand if the changes has occurred. As we do get older, we can get dryness, we can get vulval atrophy, which are, you know, the lips can go a little bit dry and sore too. So, yeah, it's important to mind it. Vaginal estrogen can really help. There's also good vaginal moisturisers out there that can help as well, or just a normal emollient on the area, like even just some Vaseline, a really, you know, light moisturiser as well can be used, not fragranced, not coloured, just simple as, you don't need to spend a fortune on it.
Okay. Your show, Love Your Vulva Live, and the book, yeah. I mean, it's been a real movement. What has the response been like out in the wild?
Because
I mean, obviously, and your page is obviously so helpful as well, and I imagine you're getting lots of responses there. But I'd imagine it's different when someone is coming up to you going, oh, thank you for opening this up and kind of feeling that freedom to be able to speak about it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, at the Love Your Vulva shows, I'm coming to Cork on the 12th of September.
Get it in,
matinee and an evening show. I have several generations of women from the same family attending those shows. So I remember down in Kerry when we did one there, there was a great granny, a mother and a daughter there all together. And the great granny was in her late 80s and she was just sitting there all night smiling. And she said, I wish this had been around when I was a young woman, or even when I just had babies, I would have known so much about my body. I wouldn't have hidden so much or felt so much shame.
Yeah.
Because I think when women get together in a big room, you know, wild things happen and amazingness happens too. And we share stories. And that's what the whole show was about. It's about bringing humour to a topic which isn't much fun to talk about, you know, vaginal dryness, sexual dysfunction, pelvic floor issues, incontinence. They're not fun topics, but when you can add humour and dancing and fun and people share stories, you realise that you're not alone, and you realise that the woman next to you is likely maybe suffering from the same issues that you do or her neighbour does. And Irish women are amazingly open-hearted. They are there to listen and learn, and they share the information too. Like, you know, when you tell an Irish woman something and she believes it and she wants to tell her friends, she tells everyone. So it's this amazing butterfly effect too, where everyone is learning at least one piece of information from the show and they go off and tell other people about it. And we'll eventually not even need conversations like this. Imagine in 20 years' time if the girls of, you know, that are 20 years younger than us just know all this.
Yeah. Laura, you'd be out of a job then, though.
Well, do you know what? I'll be happy out. I'll be retired anyway. But yeah, no, I think it'll be wonderful that these conversations are continuing to happen. And how wonderful is it to have a conversation about vulvas on a radio show in the middle of the afternoon?
Talk, we love it.
You never would have thought it could have happened, would you?
It has really leveled the playing field, has it? When you talk about those women turning up and feeling isolated or feeling, you know, ostracised in their own minds because of whatever they may be dealing with.
Yeah.
And then coming to an event like this and going, oh, you know, like we're all kind of on the same page.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just about listening and learning and loving your body for what it is and understanding how amazing it is. But that there's nothing that you can suffer from that you can't get help in some way from as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may not be able to get absolutely rid of everything that's going wrong with us, particularly as we get older and those normal ageing symptoms happen. But there's definitely ways that you can help yourself. And a lot of the time, it doesn't cost a fortune. It just costs a little bit of time, and it just costs putting yourself first. And women aren't great at putting themselves first, so I want them to.
No, certainly not. Do you find people attend on their own, or is it mainly kind of groups?
People come in groups of six or seven. They come in pairs, and some women come by themselves and they have a great, and I get some messages and people going, oh God, you know, I didn't know whether to go or not because I was by myself, couldn't find anyone to go with me, but actually I had a ball because you're sitting beside people and everyone's laughing at the same time, so you're making friends as well. It's great.
Friends over vulvas.
That's,
I love that.
That's the
way to do it. Laura Dowling, fabulous pharmacist, thank you so much. Best luck to the show in Cork.
Thank you.
Where's it on?
So much. It's on in the Cork Opera House. Are you coming?
Stunning. God, I might. When is it?
The 12th of September. There's a matinee and evening. I'll give you a few
Let's
tickets.
Discuss off air. Let's go. I cannot wait. Any excuse to go back to Cork and talk about vulvas with the women of Cork. Laura, thank you so much.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.